Welcome to the NutraCast, a production by Nutra Ingredients USA. I'm Danielle Masterson. Thank you for joining me here on the NutraCast, where we talk and share insights from inside the nutrition industry. SpecNova is a natural ingredients biotech company that offers LipoVantage. That's a liposomal delivery system. The technology protects the active ingredient inside the liposome, changing how products are formulated. Here to tell us more about how LipoVantage works is Sebastian Balcom, CEO and founder of SpecNova. Hi, Sebastian, and welcome to the NutraCast.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Very happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you on. So you are a medicinal chemist. How did you get that title? And what does it entail?
Yeah, medicinal chemistry is really like a melding of various disciplines. Probably like the core of it is really organic chemistry and different types of chemistry, from like computational chemistry, physical chemistry, analytical chemistry, biochemistry. But it's really all focused on developing compounds to be used as medicines, hence medicinal chemistry. So it's your typical pathway when you're looking to discover, develop, and test new compounds to be used, drug, pharmaceutical, drug development, discovery. It's really just this whole mix of these different areas that really give you the expertise on discovering and developing and really knowing how to test compounds to be used in these healthy, beneficial ways. I just kind of take it and take some of the pieces of the path and really just aim it all for natural product discovery and development. So I can use a lot of the technologies. We for sure use a lot of computational chemistry in terms of discovery of new compounds and bioactivities, and really just apply all of that technology and know-how, but to natural product ingredients rather than going down a pharmaceutical path. And just to really kind of be clear there, it really allows us to actually develop natural ingredients in a much more like natural way, just because, you know, I have a lot of that background on the chemistry side. We don't develop ingredients like a pharmaceutical drug at all. We can actually just develop and enhance nature in a much more advanced, kind of sophisticated way than what's been done in the industry. So that's a little bit of an overview on some of the expertise around medicinal chemistry. It's really been the ideal discipline for natural product discovery, development, and testing. There's just kind of nothing like it. So that's a little bit of background on med chem.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. So tell me, you know, with that in mind, how did SpecNova happen? Tell me about your founder story.
Yeah, SpecNova was started, I started it back in 2017, and I have been in the industry for around 25 years and in different areas of the industry, from, you know, the beginning, which was literally working at my grandmother's health food store, where I was ordering and bringing in products, a lot of the brands that we know and love now, I was able to bring in and really learn, you know, what the customer's looking for, why a customer might choose like one product over another based on an ingredient or a specification of an ingredient, and really learn from a very practical sense why customers might be choosing one brand or product over another. And then I went into actual product development, where I developed a lot of very successful products, finished products in different areas, from sports nutrition to brain health, aging, this kind of thing. And then in 2017, I started SpecNova. And really the one thing that drove that whole, throughout that whole process, was really doing everything through very much a research lens, as well as a very like performance focused, practical lens as well. So I'm driven by anything that can perform. Like, that's what really excites me, be it like a finished product that can perform, be it making ingredients perform better. It's just really, you know, exciting the customer, where they're taking something and they know it works. They're not like wondering, you hear that question, somebody says, oh, you took this, how did that work? And they're like, Maybe it worked. I'm not really sure. My thing is to really, fight that and make things that really, really work, and take ingredients that might work a little bit and greatly optimize them through, be it delivery systems, be it better extraction processes, very many, many different tactics that I have to make things perform better. So really, performance is my biggest focus and passion, and clinical and research in general, R&D, has been at my core DNA from the very beginning, and everything I do is always looked through those lenses. So that's kind of been my story getting to 2017 with SpecNova, and then just really taking, the networks of amazing scientists that I grew friendships over those, 15, 20 years, and putting together groups of scientists that work on various aspects of how we discover or develop ingredients or delivery systems with SpecNova. So it's been a really exciting ride. SpecNova's grown insanely fast. It's just been a very different type of branded ingredient company in our industry, and we've really been received incredibly well, and we've gotten a lot of our ingredients in many of the very top brands, and it's just been an exciting time, and we're just constantly working on new ingredients, bettering formulations that we have. It's never ending testing, model testing at the universities, from clinical research, human clinical research on our finished ingredients. So yeah, it's been an exciting time, and SpecNova has really been catapulted kind of from day one.
Yeah, going back to your early days, did your grandmother sort of inspire your career?
I can't say my grandmother did. I'd have to say my sister. I have to give my sister credit here, where she really, I already had, the interest inside of me. I was very, very interested in sports, nutrition, ingredients that enhance sports performance, things like creatine and beta-alanine. But it was my sister who like really supported and encouraged a lot of that process. She'd given me a book early on when I was still in high school, because I started into this industry so young. It's a book that I think influenced a lot of young, at the time, younger guys who are now, in the mid-40s like I am in the industry. And that was by Dr. Michael Colgan, sports nutrition book. And yeah, just really, really like revved up my interest and understanding on the sports nutrition side. That was definitely a key turning point for me. But I grew up in really so much of the just the natural product industry, regardless, just because my grandfather was one of the early guys from Europe that brought organic and biodynamic farming over to the U.S. This is in Vermont, so I was literally living on that farm for some time and really seeing, the understanding the growing process and how the benefits of organic farming and how it just brings out much more dense bioactive ingredients, not just from like fruits and vegetables. I mean, they were doing herbs and extractions. So I've kind of always been around it, in it, most of my life. I just took it into different directions myself naturally. And then again, I had some my sister, who was definitely an important person in terms of supporting like some of those passions and directions and stuff I was going in. So that's probably the best way to describe it.
Not too many people can say that they took something that they were interested in high school and it's still relevant today. So that really speaks to your passion about the industry.
Yeah. I mean, I literally did my high school senior project on creatine. I remember my teachers looking at me like, what is this? What is he going on about? ATP and creatine, and nobody had a clue what the heck I was talking about. But yeah, I've just always been interested in ingredients, natural product compounds, and performance, and not performance necessarily like muscular performance, though that's always been interesting to me. But neurological performance, cognitive performance, making an ingredient perform better to support the immune system. It's always just making ingredients work much better than what we're used to seeing or experiencing in our industry.
So tell me about this liposomal technology, how it works, and some of the benefits.
Yeah, so our very first ingredient that we launched back in 2017, which was a fenugreek seed extract, it's called AlphaFin. That was literally our first liposomal ingredient. So we've applied our liposomal technology, which we call LipoVantage, to botanicals, to even some very basic ingredients like vitamin C or CoQ10 or, berberine. But what we're really interested in doing, and we won't launch an ingredient under LipoVantage until we've tested it and seen, does the liposome really enhance the bioavailability of that ingredient? Because while liposomes largely optimize most ingredients, there are some that they won't benefit. So we really need to know which ingredient it will benefit. And with my background, in the med chem, medicinal chemistry, this is exactly what medicinal chemists do. They're looking at a structure, an organic structure, and they're looking at its various features and seeing what might make it more bioavailable, be it, improving its solubility characteristics, be it, making it more permeable through the small intestines, which is the number one biggest factor. If you can impact permeation of an ingredient through the small intestines, you're going to have a big impact on bioavailability. So we look at ingredients and structures, and we might think, based on the physicochemical properties of that structure, this is very likely going to benefit from a liposome. And then other times we'll see something, this probably won't benefit. But then when we go into the testing models, which are a mix of solubility dissolution models, as well as a permeation model, which is usually a KCO2 cell line model, we'll look at stability of that compound going through the GI tract. But sometimes we're really shocked, like we'll think this ingredient would have hugely benefited. It didn't. And then another time we'll see something that we were kind of on the fence and didn't know if it would, and it will massively benefit. So until we do those tests, we don't really know to what extent an ingredient can develop, can improve with a liposomal delivery system. But when it works, which again is most of the time, it's pretty dramatic. I mean, imagine you take an ingredient and it has poor bioavailability, maybe something like berberine, and it's even berberine's effective even with its poor bioavailability. Now imagine increasing its bioavailability by 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Like, it can be a dramatic improvement in how effective an ingredient is when you start getting even to 1 or 2x in terms of bioavailability. So that is why we develop liposomes, and we develop them in a really unique way. The formulations are different from other liposomes in the industry, and they perform differently as well, because when we're doing a lot of these university tests, these different model tests, we're not only comparing our liposomal ingredient versus typically a USP reference standard, but we're also comparing it to maybe other versions of our formulation to see which performs better. And then we're also comparing it to some of our, competitors, quote unquote liposome products as well. And we often find, and we've seen this over and over, which is really what I thought would be the case going into it. I didn't know how widespread it would be, but a lot of the liposomal products in the industry don't perform any better than a non-liposomal reference standard.
Why is
And
that?
I know it's shocking, but it's what I originally believed, which is most of them aren't liposomal to begin with. And when we do test them fully and characterize, they have sometimes zero, I mean, 99.5% no liposomes in their formulations. They're simply taking sunflower oil, sunflower lecithin, mixing it with an ingredient, and then saying it's liposomal. But that's just not how it works. And I knew this for a long time that a lot of the products out there weren't even liposomal, even from like looking at some of the oil supposed liposomal products, because liposomes will give a cloudy appearance in an oil emulsion type product, and some of them were like crystal clear. So, I knew even just from a, it's crude, but even from a visual perspective, that it was very doubtful that a lot of the products in our industry were even liposomal to begin with. And then when they perform no differently than a non-liposomal ingredient, and then we literally test it and see no liposomes, it's definitely it's known then that they're totally not, there's no liposomes present.
That's unfortunate to hear, and there's really isn't any way for the average consumer to know the difference. I mean, unless they really look at it and it looks crystal clear or something, right?
Exactly, and like our expertise isn't even, is not oil emulsion liposomes, it's powder liposomes. So and there's not a lot of liposomal powders in the market, but the ones that we are, it's like you can't look at those and know there's any a difference between them. You must go in and test them. So it's even more difficult when you're dealing with powder liposomes, which are again our expertise. We much prefer powder liposomes than oil, emulsion type ones. Obviously, it's easier for the consumer to formulate with. The contract manufacturers can use them much easier. And there's a lot of advantages too. Like we have much more control on the size, the particle size, and the distribution. There's just so many advantages when making a powder liposome, but they're just much more difficult to make than an oil. So that's why you see a lot less of them, and it's also why you see even the ones that say they are, a lot of them are not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you give me some examples of some ingredients that you've had some success with?
Yeah, we've had great success with glutathione, the peptide glutathione, which we saw a really big increase. It was a little over 3x increase over non-liposomal glutathione. We've seen a huge advantage. One of our biggest increases was with CoQ10. Not surprising with CoQ10 because we've known in the literature for forever just the bioavailability challenges CoQ10 has, but we saw over 8x increase in
Wow.
bioavailability with CoQ10. And there's other advantages too to liposoming an ingredient beyond just bioavailability, and this ties in with CoQ10 and in general a lot of some of the other ingredients as well. But with CoQ10, we know that it's an ingredient that crystallizes or polymerizes, and when it forms these large crystals, it's not well absorbed or not absorbed. It has to be in single molecules. So the liposome actually really helps keep those crystals from forming and keep it in a better form to be absorbed, besides the advantage of the permeation coming from the liposome as well. And another big thing is, people don't often think about this, and we've been getting much more concise in how we communicate this, but we talk about liposomes can enhance the stability of an ingredient. And at first people will be like, okay, so it has better shelf life. Whoop-de-doo. Like who really cares about that? I mean, it's important, but so what? But no, I said it improves stability in the GI tract. A lot of people don't realize that many of these compounds and even simple things like vitamin C, they break down in the major fashion in the GI tract. Like vitamin C in particular breaks down into various metabolites in the small intestines. It's very unstable in the alkaline environment of the small intestines, where it's quite stable in the acidic environment of the stomach. And we actually saw a huge difference in our liposomal vitamin C in terms of stability in the small intestines versus non-liposomal. And what does that really mean? What it means is you have so much more available active vitamin C, ascorbic acid, to absorb. So you get so much more out of your dose than if it was just non-liposomal. So that can be a really big benefit from liposomes as well. But I would say again, circling back, glutathione, CoQ10 was 8x. Berberine saw a huge increase, no surprise there. Vitamin C, definitely had a big improvement. Carnosine, the dipeptide carnosine, saw a big improvement. It's pretty wide array, the amount of ingredients that we've seen it enhance. And then, of course, our own botanical ingredients, where we compared non-liposomal versions, like our fenugreek, we saw a huge increase in bioavailability compared to non-liposomal fenugreek. Same thing for our ashwagandha, which has a brand name, Nuganda. It blows the doors off of non-liposomal ashwagandha. And we'll look at a variety of compounds in ashwagandha and measure them, quantify them when we're going through these models. So we know exactly the amount of a particular compound that goes through at the beginning and at the end and over different time points at the end. And we can see such higher concentrations of a particular compound or group of compounds, be it in ashwagandha. Some of them are with analyze, some of them are outside of that group. But huge improvements in a lot of the herbs. And it's no surprise, like when you look at ashwagandha, for example, a lot of the compounds are either midpolar or highly nonpolar. And it's typically these more fat soluble. It's usually extremes on one end or the other that benefit most. It's like very fat soluble compounds that really benefit, or highly water soluble compounds that really benefit. And that's the beauty of a liposome versus a micelle. A liposome, you can put inside of it both fat soluble compounds and water soluble compounds. So both can really benefit from a liposome.
Very cool. What about probiotics?
We haven't really done anything with liposomes and probiotics. We've done some with some of our other technologies, like our beadlet technologies there. But we've really just been focused on, botanicals or, vitamins and minerals, and trying to really improve a lot of those and get those into the body. But depending on how the liposome is formulated and protected, there could be some benefits there as well on the probiotic side, but certainly not something that we've worked on the liposomal side, I would say.
What ingredients would you say have been surprising or maybe proved to be challenging?
Really, as far as putting ingredients in liposomes, one of the two major factors in terms of how much we can load of an active ingredient into a liposome is the compound or the structure's molecular weight and also its polarity. So I'll give you an example, a really basic example. So vitamin C, it has a molecular weight. It's like 170, 75 or 176 Daltons. And that's small. That's easy. We can get, 65, 70% active load in there. But then look at the other extreme. Again, this is just for vitamins. Vitamin B12, massive structure, literally over 1300 Daltons. So that's a massive structure. And then we can only get much, much smaller amounts into the liposome. Whereas, like I said, 65, 70%, we can load a liposome with vitamin C. B12, we're pushing it even to get, 3%. Fortunately with B12, you don't need large doses, but its structure is so massive compared to a lot of the vitamins. So we'll have a harder time with ingredients that have high molecular weights, and also depends on their polarities as well in terms of how much we can load into the liposome. So those would be examples of challenging ingredients.
Okay. Before I let you go, what's new or next? Is there any research or updates or anything going on with you?
We're constantly, and I mean literally weekly, doing a lot of our bioavailability, different models, testing all different ingredients, our own formulations. So that's been going on for years. And we're also doing human clinical PK work. That's constantly going on. And then we always have human, clinical research going on our finished ingredients. And we have two major studies going on right now, one at Texas A&M, another one going on in Linwood on our tart cherry. So we have some really large clinical studies going on. But really, it's just constant testing and seeing what works, how we can make things perform much better, you know, taking a lot of great ingredients in our industry and really optimizing them, and even taking like ingredients that didn't perform too well and making them into like superstars through our different delivery system technologies. So I think just constantly going down that testing path, how we can improve. And, you know, that's where we're going. We're extremely strong in the analytical chemistry side, so we really know how to constantly test and validate and verify our ingredients. So we just keep hammering there. But, you know, we're just a heavy R&D company and discovery R&D process development. And that's kind of our core. And that's what we keep driving ahead and just trying to bring ingredients that, you know, our next level, you know, vastly, you know, more effective than other same ingredients in our industry. And that's what our clinical research always shows. You know, our ingredients perform differently than even ashwagandha, for example. Our Nuganda performs differently than other ashwagandhas in the market, as our clinical research shows. So really just keeping on focusing there and, you know, trying to bring the best in class and next gen ingredients to the industry. And that will continue to be our focus.
You will have to keep us in the loop on your research when the results come out.
Absolutely. We definitely put out a lot of press in the last few months with some of our studies. And also when we have a key partnership that comes out, we're doing press on there. We just recently had Nuganda go into Onnit Alpha Brain pre-workout. So we were super excited about that together. So there'll be a big announcement there. But yeah, we'll definitely starting to put more focus on getting the word out on SpecNova and our technologies and what we're all about.
Well, you are here on the NutriCast, so the word is definitely out. Sebastian Balcom, CEO and founder of SpecNova, thank you so much for joining me here on the NutriCast.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a nice day.
If you like what you just heard, you can subscribe to the NutriCast wherever you get your podcast. You can also head to NutraIngredients-USA.com for even more Nutra-related content. Thank you for listening. I'm Danielle Masterson. As always, I'll catch you here on the NutriCast next week.